I'm Pamela Martin, 280 Old Hebron Road, Plymouth, New Hampshire, 03264. Recent events this week in Japan with the earthquake and tsunami, and this past year with the oil catastrophe in the Gulf, also hydrofracking going on in Pennsylvania and Alabama, causing earthquakes and destroying people's wells, including, and also mountaintop removal in West Virginia and Kentucky, I have become more aware of how we are literally destroying our world, trying to find ever-increasing amounts and always cheaper energy. Every form of energy has a price you must pay. Sometimes you pay for it up front, sometimes you pay for it later when you have to clean up the terrible mess you've made. When Hydro-Québec began its project in northern Quebec in 1971, there were no societal or environmental impact studies like this scoping hearing we're having today, required under Quebec or Canadian laws. No consideration was ever given to the societal impact the project would have on the original inhabitants of the area, who were hunters and fishermen. No consideration was given to the devastation that would be created when 1 million acres of boreal forest was flooded, forests that helped clean carbon from the environment. No consideration was given to the fact that 10,000 caribou were drowned when their migratory path was flooded. No one worried about the methane that would be released into the atmosphere when the trees and other vegetation were submerged in water and left to rot. No one worried about the fish spawning areas that were destroyed, the wildlife migratory paths that were destroyed, villages uprooted, rivers that ran backwards and on and on. No one studied it, and besides the Cree, who are the indigenous people, very few people protested. The Quebec government, which owns Hydro-Québec, wanted cheap energy and they wanted money that they would get from selling it, especially to Americans. Today, Hydro-Québec has profits in the billions of dollars and they want more. Today, if this project became before a scoping hearing like this one, they would be laughed out of the room or jeered out of the room. This project would never get off the ground. The fact that we're even discussing it, bringing this monstrous creation into our state, slicing it down the middle of New Hampshire, destroying the beauty of our state so that maybe, and maybe not, they could have cheaper energy, we could have cheaper energy and provide a few temporary jobs for 3 years. Japan has 22 hydroelectric dams. During the recent earthquake, several of them had to be taken offline because of damage, and one broke, washing out the houses below it. Large-scale reservoir hydroelectric projects cause earthquakes because so much water is compounded in one place, it permeates rock and goes down into the earth and can cause seismic activity. Not only do hydroelectric reservoirs cause earthquakes, they cause damage when they break. If Hydro-Québec becomes our primary source of electricity, what happens if there is an earthquake in Quebec and is taken offline or the dam breaks? What happens if there is a drought, like there was last summer, and there wasn't enough water flowing through the rivers? What happens if the rivers freeze, like they did last winter, and Quebec customers were told to cut back on their energy usage? I'll tell you what happens. We won't have enough electricity, and our rates will soar like they have in Quebec, where rates have gone up 8 times in the last 7 years. And then who would we complain to? The foreign government of Quebec? Thank you very much.